Hi everyone, I'm Brian Lowe with this week's exclusive pregame video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. All season long, we've been bringing you interviews the night before the game with Patriots players. We thought we'd change it up just a bit here in Carolina on this Sunday night with Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Appreciate you joining us. Now, Josh, the last time you guys played was as impressive an offensive outing as we've seen all year. And then you have 15 days to wait. Have you been antsy? Has the team antsy to get back on the field tomorrow night?
I definitely think that when you have that amount of time off, you kind of get anxious to play. You get tired of practicing against each other, and you're in a routine throughout the course of the season where you're preparing 3 days a week really to play an opponent, and then you go through 9 or 10 weeks, and all of a sudden you have that long break. So I think everybody, coaches, players, we're all excited to be here and really ready to get going.
So on the one hand, there's a bit of this offense kind of hitting its stride, getting some healthy bodies back. On the other hand, you're going up against a defense tomorrow night that's rated second in the NFL, 5-game win streak, and this defense is really playing well, especially the front seven. What do you see out of this Panthers defense? Where are the key challenges for you guys?
This is a good team defense. I know a lot of people have talked about the front seven, and they are very very stout up front. They don't have to blitz a whole lot to get pressure on the quarterback, which is always an advantage for a defense. But their secondary, I think, is very, very solid as well. They're very sound. They don't give up many big plays. Mm-hmm. So I think the challenge for us is to be able to stay on track, not get in long yardage type situations. And we're going to have to move the ball on some longer drives. They don't give it to you in 3 or 4 plays. And we're going to have to do a good job of executing and doing our job for long stretches of time tomorrow.
All right, we talked a little bit just a moment ago about being antsy with the bye week and now a Monday night game. Mm-hmm. Speaking of antsy, do you guys get antsy on a Monday night game? Walk us through what you and the coaching staff do on a road Monday night game. There's a lot of time to get through.
Yeah, you have you have to watch, or at least hear about all their other games that are going on. There's a lot of extra time to meet, but we've covered this team for 7 or 8 days already. Mm-hmm. And so you want to try to make sure that you balance that out. You don't want to overdo it. Tonight we'll have some short meetings with our players, but not too long, and let them go do whatever they're going to do tonight before they go to bed, and we'll do the same thing. You always try to get ahead. You have to get ahead a little bit on the next opponent whenever you're a Monday night game, because as a coach, you lose that preparation day on Monday because you're getting ready for your game. So a lot to cram in. A lot of us on this staff have done it many times before, so I think we feel pretty good about where we're at for this game, and also once the game is over, we got to transition, obviously, to the next one.
Do you have to take a snooze during the day just to make sure you're still sharp at potentially midnight?
I definitely think that you want to catch up on a little rest. Yeah. I mean, the most important thing for us is this game. So whatever we got to do tomorrow to make sure that we give our best performance as coaches and players, that's really what our focus is going to be on.
All right, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good luck
a lot,
on Monday night.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you at the stadium. So the Patriots do embark on a Monday night game followed by a Sunday night game. That's what McDaniels was just alluding to, getting ready for the Denver Broncos, who the Patriots will face just 6 days after this game against the Panthers. A couple of notes heading into this game. On the defensive side, the Patriots will be without both Alphonso Dennard and Steve Gregory in the secondary. Two players injured who did not make the trip will not be playing. So definitely their depth will be tested in the secondary. Could be a lot of Rutgers action in the secondary. Potentially Devin McCourty and Daron Harmon starting at safety. And maybe Logan Ryan gets more time as well. On the offensive side, will the Pats have Shane Vereen back? They might be hitting their sweet spot as far as offensive skill position players getting healthy. Vereen has been on the injured reserve designated to return list since week one. He may be activated for the game against Carolina. So it should be a good one. The Patriots leading the AFC East going up against the Carolina Panthers on a 5-game win streak. Enjoy Monday Night Football, everyone.